As you all know, we revamped a little bit our rookie orientation, how we set it up, but very pleased with how it went the last couple of days as far as the orientation part of it. We've been looking at this for some time now. You know, what's the best way for our players to learn? You've heard me say before, learn the learner. And so we spent a lot of time individually with players. They had a lot of one-on-one attention with our coaches. And coming out of it, haven't talked in depth with it about some of the things we did with our coaches. But just the general observation and conversation with them, very good, very good.
How long were you on the field?
An hour.
Mm-hmm. What were you able to glean?
Well, I think for us it was, I think their world is fast-paced right now. And we kind of took the approach, let's slow it down, let's calm everything down, and build a really good foundation. So when we went on the field, it was more of a skill orientation. We didn't come together on defense. On offense, they came together a little bit. But defensively, it was mainly with their position coaches. And we just broke down every skill set that they would use and got into a little bit of the defense, but just really worked technique and could really, really slow it down. And I know we've got some veterans that were incorporated as well. And just my conversations with them, too, they thought it was really good as far as, if they had questions, they had time to ask them. They could get more in on the details of it. So, we saw a little bit of their skill set. We ran them a little bit and in some of the drill work. So, it was good in that way.
Was there any difference in Miles Jack compared to when you worked him out?
Yes, I would say he's in really good shape right now. So I don't know, I think he's in the 230s, something like that. So he just looked in good shape, and, I know he feels good about where his weight is right now. So, yeah, he moved around pretty good.
What position is he learning first?
We've got him at the mic spot, but, that was just so he can learn the whole defense and learn how we set up the defense. So we're just starting him off there to get him a good feel for how the defense operates.
Did you like what you did this year better than what you did last year?
Well, there's good things with each. I do have, as looking back at it now, just how it was slowed down and we could really, really teach the details of it and give them more the why we're doing things rather than just jump right into the how to do it. I think that part was good, and the feedback I'm getting from them has been good. So, it's going to speed up for them on Monday. We'll see how much they can bring from these last couple of days to that day.
How much will you integrate them with the veterans next week, or will they be separated a little
bit? Yeah, they'll be integrated some. We have a chance to have a little bit extra meeting time with them, so we'll try to utilize that. But they'll be integrated. We'll have a team meeting and do some introductions.
I know you were concerned about conditioning. Did they show up better than maybe you had a hope in a little bit?
They did. I know we had a little bit of a conditioning test for them just to get a broad range where they're at, and they all did pretty well.
And Ngakoue, what were the skill sets that you wrote down on?
Well, you could see it. It wasn't as a unit, but just some of the skill set that we saw and how fast he picked things up. He's fast. He's got really good speed and his ability to bend. Those are two of the big traits, I think, that we saw.
When you were scouting him, did it help when you saw him go against these Big Ten tackles, Conklin, Spriggs, Decker, that ended up being first-round
picks? Yeah, we usually try to do that. We try to find out, really good competition and see how they respond to that. We look at every face. When he's on the open side, when he's on a tight end side, good rusher or good tackles, average tackles, any type of tape we can get on to evaluate him. So, yeah, we did.
Mike Hilton, you signed him as a smaller guy than you normally had at corner. How does he make up for that?
You know what? He's got really good quickness. I think that's what really jumped out at us. Short area quickness, so something that would look more like a nickel corner. Play more on the inside. I think he would match up pretty well with that. Again, just going through footwork drills.
Yeah. How far is Ngakoue away, do you think, from being a guy that you would feel comfortable putting out there on first and second down, too? I know you said before he's a third down leader right now.
Yeah. I think you can look at him and say, boy, he's going to have a really good chance to compete on third down. First and second down, that may take some time for us to see how he does. He's very strong. One thing that I know our coaches talked about with these guys is it's a really, really sharp group. Now, I don't know if it's because we slowed things down, but they seemed to really pick things up quick. And he was one that stood out in that area, too. So you saw him take it from the meeting room onto the field, and it just looked really natural for him. Now the run, you know, like I said, we've seen him do some good things in the run. It's just the consistency that we're looking for. So that will be hard to see until we actually go up against somebody.
What have you learned about Brandon Allen, if anything, over these 2 days?
Now, yesterday, I thought he really jumped out. You know, I haven't had a chance to watch the tape, but, you know, there's, I guess there's, you know, the talk of a coach's son, you know, playing quarterback, and it's not too big for him. And, you know, when he got up in the board and drew up routes and formations, it just was really natural to him. So he appears to be a really quick study. Fundamentally, when you look at him and his throwing mechanics, really good, really solid. So, you know, I know that was he was a topic of conversation yesterday, just how smooth he looked.
Not being able to be back until mid-June, what do you want him to do? What can he do?
Well, we're going to do everything we can for him under the rules. You know, we've looked into that, like the type of communication we can have with him. And so, you know, we've talked to him about that, how we're going to go about it from here until he comes back. So, you know, they allow you to do some things, you know, as far as communication, what you can give them, playbook, some video, you know, some concepts like that. So, yeah.
In the pre-draft process stuff, there was a lot of stuff made about Brandon Allen's hands and small hands and stuff. He said some teams even took him off the board, he thinks, because of that.
I mean, yeah, I don't know.
Is that breaking down things way too much?
It can be, but we talk about it. You know, we talk, you know, when we put up the tape and we put it up there and we give height, weight, size, you know, hand size, so it comes up. So I think it's something that you're aware of, but it's more to watch, does it affect him? And we didn't see where it affected him at all. So, you know, it didn't hold us back. It wasn't a major check against him, anything like that.
Max Wittig had to face some adversity in his college career with injuries and coaching changes. How much do you think that will help him with the challenge he's going
to
face?
He appears to be pretty strong-minded. Coming in here, he knows that he's getting an opportunity here. Again, I thought he did a good job. We, you know, in our conversations about both quarterbacks that came in, we were pretty pleased, you know, the way they stood out yesterday and, you know, that they're going to appear like they belong. So they both did some good things.
You have some first-year players out there. Is Fowler eligible to participate if you wanted him to this week?
It was not brought to my attention that no. You know, we were going to put him through that. Yeah.
First couple days with Sheldon Day, what stands out to you about that?
Well, his quickness, his first and foremost, I think his power. He's really powerful. You know, coming out of his stance and, you know, with the sled work that we did. But then, you know, you kind of look at him, can he be that inside rusher? And you saw us get off, and he's pretty natural in there. And, you know, but a very strong, very good technician as well.
Is Jalen as athletic? Does that come across more so than maybe a lot of corners?
Yeah, he is. I mean, when he walks on the field and you put him through drill work, boy, I mean, he's done a great job of staying in shape and coming in and be able to jump in the drills. So, you know, he's a guy that's got really good length and really good speed. And as you can imagine, those things showed up in some of the drill work that we did. So,
maybe the only thing that they say negative about him is ball skills. How have you reacted to that when you've asked?
You know, we did some ball drills out there for him. It didn't seem to be an issue. I think, you know, we'll see when it goes, you know, more in a competitive situation. But I know we were standing there watching, a couple of us just watching his footwork and going through drills and catching the ball, and it didn't appear to be a red flag or an issue like, you know, all the talk was about.
Hill was the only local guy that you ended up signing. What stood out to him when you guys met with him when he was here and then obviously this weekend?
His hand size. It does, though. I think he's, I don't know what size they are, but when you shake his hand, no, he's really strong, really strong. And, you know, he's a big body type player. And, you know, when we worked him out and tried him out and, you know, saw some of his skill set, it was more, hey, you know, we'd like to work with him and develop him even further. So it was more of a developmental type player for us. But, you know, he is strong. He is strong, and you know, we have some contacts with him that kind of gave us some insight, and you know, I think he's got a, you know, a higher ceiling.
Have you made a decision on what position Brandon Linder is going to play?
He's getting his majority of his reps at center.
Is that pretty much what it's going to trend toward?
Yeah, I would say. I know he feels really good about it. some of the reps. You know, we threw him in there with the guys, and boy, it appears to be a very natural position for him.
How does he look after the shoulder surgery?
Good.
Again, there's, you know, they're just on air, you know, but, you know, just as far as making some of the communication.
Decision was made by the front office not to pick up Jokel's option earlier this week. How do you think he will respond to that?
Well, I think Luke Jokel, that's right now, you know, I can't speak for him, but I think what I can tell you from Luke Jokel now visiting with him, he's very focused. He's always been like that, but I think that, you know, a lot of things now, he's just very focused individual. And so whether we picked it up or not, I don't see much effect on him. Other than he's just extremely focused.
Do you like the change from the rookie symposium to putting it more on the teams and, you know, all the kids going through?
Well, I thought the rookie symposium, I spoke at it 1 year, and I thought it was a good deal. Marcus Pollard and I have talked about, and the chance now is that I think the good thing is that you can touch them all. You know, everybody that's in the building, the free agents, because you as a team, you get to talk to everybody. So hopefully it can have as much impact. And I think that now that we've been a part of it and seen what we're trying to get accomplished, to incorporate that and be able to touch more of our players could be end up being a good thing.
Pretty hands-on in terms of what they're going to experience this week, or whenever you guys do the program. The
symposium itself.
Yeah, the one here. Yeah,
because we do some things. You know, starting in the afternoon, they're going to have meetings. You know, we did some things this week with nutrition and sleep and things like that, but it'll be more a lengthier meeting. Starting this week. So we try to hit them with something every day, and that symposium will be more bringing guest speakers and, you know, people to talk to the group.
If you move Lender at center, what are you thinking for AJ, right or left guard?
He's been playing mostly right. Mostly right, yeah.
Is Bernadou a guy that you guys like? I mean, he didn't play a lot the last 2 years, but then started
right.
a bunch of games.
I'll tell you what, when he comes in and you see him walk in the building and his mindset, and another very focused individual, I think he'll bring something to that offensive line group. Very close with Jeremy Parnell. And, you know, I think very like-minded how they think and their mindset. So it brings that element. And, you know, I think he's getting a shot right now. You know, he's taking a lot of the reps at that left guard spot. So, you know, he's got an opportunity there.
This is the first time since you've been here you have had the same O-line coach. On your next, how much of a difference?
Well, I think continuity is always very important. You know, and talking to our offensive coaches, again, just having another opportunity to hear the installation one more time and go through it and just to watch them, I think there's a sense that they understand it better. They understood what they had to do, and now they understand why they have to do it. So much further advanced, and I think that they have a good feel for each other and Doug's coaching style.
There was a lot of veterans released around the league last week and probably going to be through the end of June. Do you have any soft spots on the roster you'd like to add some depth between now and camp?
Well, we'll always look. You know, I don't think that ever stops for us. You know, we're always looking to, if there's good players out there that we think that can come in and help our team, we're always open to evaluating that and taking a look at guys. I don't think that will ever change for us. But, you know, we're pleased with a lot of the progress that guys have made, how they came back in. And, you know, that's, you know, I think Dave knows our philosophy as a coaching staff, and it meshes well with his. So I'm sure the scouting department's always, you know, evaluating.
Do you feel like the bar is higher, though, for a guy on the street to come in and be an improvement for you guys at this
Well, point? We're going to have some really tough decisions. I think if that comment's been made the last week or so, one time, it's been four or five times. There's no doubt. We have greater competition on the team, and there's going to be some really tough decisions when that time comes. So, you know, that makes it more difficult for some guys.